why does he have earbuds in?
Is that who's the one standing that he's in front of? Is that Wes?
It's Michael Brandon.
I don't know who that is.
Michael Brandon could do anything in this world to me.
Is he? Who is he? Do we know this person?
He is a porn star.
Big fatty with a porn star?
Yeah, Michael Brandon is one of the most popular ones. I mean, he's got like a 10.5-inch dick.
Really? It didn't look that big in the picture.
Well, no, it gets hard.
Oh, yeah.
It gets much bigger.
Several videos with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I can honestly say I could have gone my whole life never seeing that, but okay.
I never saw it when he posted it originally. I was fine with that. It was bad enough when somebody sent me the balls picture. I didn't need to see that.
Who, what?
There are some things that I don't need to see.
Welcome to the gay community, honey.
I know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He is a porn star.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1059 of the BFO Far Righty, the 17th of February 2012. Big Fatty, you don't even remember the date. Coming up on today's. Say it with me. Show you how I'll try to remember the date. Big! Hello, mystery dates. Big! Hey, that's a good one because you've had quite a few. You've opened the door and seen the dud. Dear Gussie, they've seen the dud. Yes, Big Freddy, you're right. They have. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Is going well, y'all. We're in the swing of things. People are beginning to arrive. I am, of course, recording this on Thursday afternoon. And, y'all, I am, the people are starting to arrive here at the Horror Hotel in droves. In fact, I believe I hear Granny and Miss Porter, making noise next door, y'all. They're right next door to Big Fatty and y'all. It just ruins. It ruins the experience when you've got these elderly people with their walkers and their oxygen tanks and everything in the room right next door to you. And, anyway, but, Big Fatty, you're gonna hear about that one. But, except they don't listen. Anyway, y'all, let's see, went out on, Wednesday night and went to the Chop House, and y'all, I had a vegetable plate. I had a vegetable. Big Fatty, you went to a steakhouse and had a vegetable plate. But y'all, I had a baked potato, fully loaded, except the scallions. You know, the scallions sometimes make Big Fatty's head swell. Big Fatty, we don't need to be here about your head swelling, either one of them. And, then I had the sugar snap peas and a butter sauce and some steamed broccoli and, y'all, some burgundy mushrooms. Oh, dear Gussie, they were good. And I had a house solid. And, y'all, it was delicious because it was so cold. Oh, that's what makes a solid good is when it's good and cold. Oh, Ben Freddy, we're just going to call you Mr. Salad. We're just going to call you Mr. Salad. And let's see, what else? Man, Freddy, we don't know. You're supposed to be telling us. And what did we do after that? Came back. Oh, we watched. We were a little late getting in to see all of the Survivor. I guess caught the last 25 minutes of it, y'all, and saw the girl break a neck. Not big. She didn't break a neck. She broke a wrist. Oh, and y'all, there's a big old queen. There's a big old queen on the show. Oh, dear. I said, y'all, in fact, it reminds me, I believe that Colton, I believe, is the big old queen's name. And y'all, it just, for some reason, it just reminds me of Perfetti. Y'all, it's exactly how I think Perfetti would be. Yes, Big Freddy, he's a big old queen. Big Fatty, you know you're going to hear about that one. So, anyway, but y'all, I'm no longer a DILF. Okay? I'm no longer a DILF, so Freddy, he's a big old queen. What else was I going to say? And then, y'all, I was going to go to bed early. I don't know what I ended up doing. I was pissing around, and I didn't go to bed until after midnight. Y'all, this is very uncommon for Big Fatty Ant, but I slept at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. And then I got up and did some running around and all, and did a few little errands. And that was my day. And then I've been putting the final touches on getting ready for the big horror contest weekend. And what is yes? Anyway, it sounds like Granny is at the door or something like that. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just aggravating. Y'all, it could be he's out there changing the tennis balls on his walker or something. I don't know. And y'all, what is that? Oh, I had a nugget. I had a chicken nugget for lunch. Yes, Big Fatty. And we may be going out for a little supper, Granny and Miss Porter and I, so we'll see. And what else? What else? Y'all got to read you the rest of the schedule. But y'all, before I do that, y'all, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we are going to be recognizing two, not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal for the weekend. Y'all, the first one is today, Friday, and y'all, it's happening in Mexico. Bay, Friday, an international exiting. And y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for none other than that Mr. Zed over there in the Budapest, Mexico. And y'all, you know he is dreading it because he's gonna have to have sex with that Hat M twice in 1 week, once on Valentine's Day, of course, the day of love, and then he'll have to have it again because, you know, that Big Fatty, you're going to hear about it. But, you know, sometimes that Mexican booty, sometimes you just can't get enough of it, and Hat M loves to give it up. Big Fatty, you're going to really hear about it now. So, Mr. Zed, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. I hope there's cake, too, to make up for anything else. But, y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal that we are going to recognize happens on Sunday, y'all. And it is the celebration of none other than that Timmy Sims. Oh, dear, I see. Oh, Timmy Sims, Uncle Daddy. He's going to be celebrating. I'm sure the little one and the teenager will do something lovely for him. I hope there'll be cake at that one too. But Big Fatty, you just want some damn cake, it sounds to me like. But y'all, it sounds like it sounds to me like there was what is this, February? Y'all, it sounds to me like the middle of May is an awful lot of fucking going on then. Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Here, Gussie, I'm getting a phone call. What do I do? Just get me out of here. Hello?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all leave it to old Bacon to call and get a cellular telephonic device call all at the same time, y'all. And of course, she had to be calling the BFO so it could be played on the little show. But y'all, she did. She did eventually call back. Yes, Big Freddy, we knew that was coming.
Did you hear that the Creamies are doing a little contest for a Captain Cream Puff position? I want to be a Cream Puff person, whatever. So I have to, I'm listening backwards. I'm listening to newest backwards, and so I'm not sure if I got the instructions, but it said to call in to you to request to be the Captain Cream Puff. Thanks. Bye.
Y'all, can you just hear the excitement? The excitement in Miss Bacon's voice about becoming old Captain Fluffy Butt. Or I don't know what it's called, but y'all, you could hear it. She's just overjoyed with excitement about that thing, and y'all, and with Miss Bacon, you can never take anything for granted. Like for instance, when she says, "I'm listening backwards," y'all, what the hell does that mean? Does that mean that she's sitting in a chair backwards listening to something, or that she's playing it in reverse, or that she's going from oldest to newest or newest to oldest, or y'all, I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, good luck. But you don't call the BFO to be Captain Fluffy Butt. You call that Joey Bukkake. And yes, Big Freddy, please move forward. We don't need to hear about Fluffy Butt.
Hello, dear old loved one. It's your gay country boy, Wes. Just wanted to call and say hello since I haven't called your show in a while. Of course, I've talked to you not too long ago about a tax question, and glad that I could help you out a little bit. Well, I could help you out a lot more, but you know this. Anyway, still got you on my mind, and as always, you're going to stay there. So love you much, and talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the gay country boy, and that is not, as you know, and some of you new listeners may not know this. Big Freddy, you hadn't had a new listener since the Carter administration. anyway, y'all, that was gay the country boy. Big Freddy, you fucked it up. That was Wes, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all, in fact, you heard him at the beginning of today's show saying that he'd let Mr. Michael Brandon do anything in the world to him. And you know, of course, Mr. Michael Brandon is here at the horror event this weekend. And then y'all, it made it sound like he would do a lot more for me. But, and y'all, what he didn't say is, but I've got a husband, so... Anyway, so, and y'all, quite frankly, I thought that call was for Mr. Michael Brandon when it first started off, y'all, because let me tell you something. There are some people who adore Mr. Brandon and Wes the Gay Country Boy, not spelled C-U-N-T, is indeed one of them. And Wes, I'll honk on my... Fatty, we don't need to hear about you honking on nothing. Thank you.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa. Sure you're having a lovely, just a lovely time at the weekend horror event. It's a Cinderella story in Augusta. I noticed that there's several Florida boys in the running this year, and even one from one of the local horror clubs here in Tampa. All right. Good luck, Dan. Hey, give my regards and love to Mr. Michael and Monster. Ciao, babe.
Big Freddy, that sounds like a phone call for Mr. Michael Brandon also. I think people, you'll hear his answering service while he's out of California. Y'all, I don't know. But y'all, that was the one and only Guru Nudie. And indeed, we have got 9 contestants this weekend, and I think 5 of them are from Florida. Big Freddy, that's quite a representation. So anyway, Guru Nudie, I, of course, I am an impartial person this weekend, but perhaps, you know, if you made some Triscuits dredged in brown sugar, bacon dredged in brown sugar and wrapped around a Triscuit, you know, perhaps I could be influenced. Big Fatty, your gullet will get you influenced. Yes, move forward.
Hey, you're fat and I'm bacon, and combined we're bacon fat. Okay, so I just got a little reminder from someone who sent me a little tweet on the Twitter. Anyway, so Guru says, hey, if you're going to call the little show, say vote bacon. So that's what I'm doing. I'm calling to say vote bacon. But there was no election, everyone. Calm down. I'm not firing up anything. Anyway, so Guru says, call Big Fatty's show and say vote bacon. So that's what I'm doing. And then it reminded me that I just listened to your show this morning, and I could swear that on Wednesday I could probably pull some tape. So it's called pull some whatever, that you said you were going to be playing voicemails on Thursday's show, and I was pimping for calls for you yesterday. So there were no voicemails on your show today. So what's up with that? Promises?
Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, I don't know what happened there. Bacon's been hanging up a lot. Dear gussie, Big Fatty. But, Bacon, evidently your pimping skills need a little refresher course. Perhaps that Dale Carnegie has a pimping refresher course. Anyway, y'all want to just hurry up and finish off by bringing you up to date on what's going on Saturday and Sunday. And, Saturday morning, there's breakfast on your own with Mr. Michael Brandon, and there are more complimentary mimosas and the Bloody Marys. Y'all, there's social time and get those boots shined and get a haircut and all that good stuff. Y'all, then we're having the International Mr. Leather Hometown Party. They're having giveaways and a raffle for IML packages. They've got the free rapid HIV testing going on. And then from 1 to 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, there's an open bar, a farewell cocktail party, and food. Then we have from 3 to 5, the Leather Scenes presentations. And y'all, this is where it gets vulgar. Very, very vulgar. But y'all, they're always very stimulating. That evening, we have what they call the Parade of Coloreds. No, baby, it's not coloreds. It's colors. And that's where each club comes out with their little flags and things. And y'all, then there's a formal leather uniform dinner. And then we at 10 o'clock on Saturday night, we have the final formal attire competition and on stage interviews. That's the last part of the competition. And y'all, then we will give away those baskets during the basket raffle, and y'all, then we'll crown the winner and put the leather sash on them, and then of course the pig pen will be open and the cigar smoking will be that night. Then Sunday morning there's a meeting of the horror conference, and then y'all, there's a brofkus buffet, and oh dear gussie. And then Sunday afternoon, we've got the leather tea, yo, with the open bar and the music and the... Then, of course, the pig pen will be open on Sunday afternoon. And, y'all, that'll close out the big horror weekend. And, y'all, hopefully there'll be some time for gentlemen calls. In fact, I just got hit up by one on the grinder while I was recording this. Some of you who know that grinder sound probably heard it in the background. Bae, Fanny, it's like a siren. It's just like a siren. So, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend and a special weekend for Mr. Zed and for that Timmy Sims and for you, too. And Big Freddy may be a little drunk when he records the Monday show. What do you think about that, Wes?
He is a porn star.
Oh, yes, Big Freddy is a porn star. It's true, especially this weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.